In Florida, you'll find the environment to inspire what's inconceivable, the chance to explore what's inexplicable, and the space to accomplish what's unimaginable. You'll no longer have to wait for the future. You can harness it. Florida, the future is here.
Good news, just in time for traveling season, we have the Wall Street Journal's exclusive annual report on airline awards.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Well, if you have any intention of traveling anytime soon, you might want to consider some options regarding airline awards values. Which are the stingiest and which are worth considering? Let's break it all down. Joining the podcast now is Scott McCartney. He is the Wall Street Journal's middle seat columnist. Welcome, Scott.
Good to be with you.
So first things first, how exactly do they pin down these results? How is this survey conducted?
So it's really comprehensive. They take 25 airlines and look at 14 travel dates between June and October. They do this in March, and they look at, for each airline, at their 10 busiest long-haul routes and their 10 busiest medium-haul routes. So it really gives kind of that's where each airline has the most capacity, so that's where you'd expect to find the most available reward seats. It ends up being a total of 280 queries for each airline. And they're looking for two seats at what would be the saver level, the basic mileage level on that particular route. And what they do is just see if there are seats available. Two seats together, that's pretty well how people shop for frequent flyer award trips. And so you get a very good read on availability and enough coverage for a lot of different routes to really see what's going on intentionally inside the airline of whether they're making seats available or not.
Okay, so moment of truth. After all is said and done, what is the airline that offers the best rewards values?
So for 5 years in a row, Southwest Airlines has had seats available at what would be the equivalent saver price. They're on a point system, but the equivalent saver price for a domestic coach ticket at other airlines. 100% of the time. Air Berlin this year was up there. JetBlue was up there. The value airlines tend to do better in this survey than the full-service carriers. And one simple reason is an airline like Southwest is very generous with the seats that it offers, in part because it doesn't have first-class upgrades to offer. It doesn't charge bag fees, so it can't offer a waiver of bag fees to its members. There are a lot of perks that you get with top-tier status at other airlines that you don't necessarily get at Southwest. They make up for it by being generous with seats. Last year, 12% of the revenue passenger miles Southwest flew were actually on award tickets. It's essentially one out of every eight passengers was on an award ticket. It's extraordinary.
Wow. So we want to take it to the other side of the coin now, even things out a little bit. The counter to Southwest ranking at the bottom of the list, who's got the lowest ranking?
Well, the bottom of the list, there were two South American carriers, Avianca from Colombia and LAN,
okay.
Which is merging with TAM, and it'll be LATAM.
Okay.
But with them, very close, was American Airlines, which fell 10 percentage points in the survey this year. American has the largest frequent flyer program in the world.
Right.
And they said they hadn't changed anything this year that would sort of explain the 10 percentage point drop. That's a big percentage point drop. They do let the pricing department do the allocation of award seats. And so if demand is strong for people are willing to pay robust fares, then the pricing department is not eager at all to give away seats for free. And so I think you see some of that happening.
What kind of travel season has it been?
It's been a busy travel season, travel year. They're expecting summer to be very busy. They in March, as they look ahead, they were saying, hey, We'd rather sell seats than give them away for free, and we think we're going to be able to fill up by selling them. And so there just wasn't a whole lot of availability there at American.
Wow, this is all really good to know. Scott McCartney, thanks so much for the information.
Sure, good to be with you.
For more details, be sure to check out Scott's middle seat column at WSJ.com. That wraps things up for Your Money Matters. For more podcasts, check us out at WSJ.com/podcasts and subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and if you're on an Android device, we are now on the Google Play Music app. Just search WSJ. For The Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.